Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you, Sam. Yes, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Good to see you. The church is full today. It's full. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you. Yes, young people, good to see all of you. Sunshine, Carl, Christian, Grace Joy, Eden, all of you. Okay, Alana, good to see all of you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Andrew, you are born in 93. You are doing P7. I was doing senior 4. Okay? I was doing senior 4. When Andrew was joining here, I think you had come and you played for us some. Then you had a dream when God was telling you to go to some church where there was an old pastor. Do you remember that dream? You remember it, but now you're anxious, you know. Okay. And that very old what? Pastor happened to be me. Glory be to God. Yes, but good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Yes, Elizabeth, good to come. Good to see you back. I could tell that your tongue was twisting some, but you are doing your best not to alarm us. Hallelujah. Yes, yeah, but we are glad to see you back. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, on Tuesday, I think it was, my children came back from the U.S. also, Eden and Abigail. Okay? Give my children a big hand clap. They came back home. Yes. Hallelujah. So I thank God for what? I thank God for that. Glory to God. Why are you laughing? Okay. But the greater testimony, the greater testimony is that my wife came back home. Yes. Okay. That was coming, of course. Hallelujah. They were supposed to come back Sunday. Then because of weather conditions, they were rescheduled 2 days later. So on Tuesday, I think it was, she came back home. Okay. The younger she's. Hallelujah. Yes. Happy birthday, Colin. Okay. Yes. Last Sunday, you forgot to wish people a good Mother's Day. I heard that, what? Yeah. There's someone who mentioned it after the service. And I told them that, for me, that's not my calling. So what? Then I realized that they were not very happy with my response, but it is the truth. Amen. It is the truth. Yeah, but happy Mother's Day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Eden was born on Mother's Day, isn't it? Yeah, 8th May 2011. Yeah, it was Mother's Day. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, worship team, thank you so much. That was wonderful. Let's give the worship team another big hand clap. Yeah, and of course, Ronnie, who helps us with sound. Yes. So you can see after firing some two chaps, now things are getting what? Better. Glory be to God. But I wonder how Ronnie could afford to do that to us. Knowing the standards of this church, how could you send learners? Manual learners. learners. Yeah, you can't do that. And Bambi, you mess them up. Because it's not good to be fired from a place. You understand? So you did them a very bad disservice. Hallelujah. Yeah, but some things have to be done for the sake of the Lord. Okay? One of them is in a certain fellowship, a cult. So I always was like, you know, how can some guy who is in a cult be the one doing us for sound? Eh? But I was like, you know, okay. But but all things work together for what? His bad sound work together for my good. All right? Yeah. How can someone who is in a cult be the one doing sound for LAT? That's just not right. Just not right. On the other hand, God can be, you know, he can be anywhere, whatever, but I was very uncomfortable with that. Especially if he has been told to leave the place and is in LAT, doing for LAT worship. No. Okay, that wasn't right. Okay? And the opportune time came. Yeah, for what? Those things of cults, by the way, you guys, you should take them seriously. Eh? For me, I take them seriously. Okay? For example, if I attend your wedding, and your maid of honor or matron or best man, animal cult, and you know it, and especially girls. Yeah, but she's my friend, you know. I promised her many years ago. I promised her that I just don't click you. How you can have someone deep in a cult, and they are the one, you know, you're entering your marriage to get, you know, without assistance on a ceremony like that, and you have someone, a cult, what? On your side. Then I put question marks on you. Okay? Not only those who are in cults, but also someone who's not born again. Someone who's not born again is your best man. Is your mate, even if she's your sister. I just don't click you, but I guess, I'm sure it won't lead you to hell. But I start to what? To deal with you with knowledge. That catch you, as in, like Tomu Jiranga, what? Serious, moving to be in the things of God. Okay? Yeah. So anyway, if you're going to get someone who I know, they are not born again, and you're going to make them your what? now, please, yeah, consider not inviting me. Because I'll be looking at you there, and you'll be knowing what I'm thinking. And that will mess up Bambi, your wedding, and that's not good. So find a sharp way. Pray to God all things to work together for your good. That either that day I go for a holiday somewhere, you understand? Or as I'm coming, I get a car puncture. Not an accident, just a car puncture where you just get out of the car and then I just go back home. Something like that. Okay? Glory be to God. By the way, footballers, is it good to, if you have a team that you're going to play against and there's a dangerous guy in there, is it a sin to wish that they get an injury? An injury, just, who should I ask? Children, what do you think? Carl, you know an injury. Is it, what team do you support? Man City. Aha, so if you're going to play Arsenal, is it a sin to wish that Gabriel, whoever, gets an injury? An injury, not a broken leg, just an injury, maybe a hamstring, you know. So, you understand? Well, my opinion is that it's not. Just standing over, maybe he gets so tired on Friday, he can't play. Yeah. Anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you can see there are those things which they are gray areas. And maybe it depends on someone's conscience. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, the whole wish that a team doesn't win. Isn't that bad? You do want some people to win? Really? Huh? You understand? So it's the same thing with injury. Like an injury which is not a broken leg, which is not a head injury. Yeah, you know. Now, Christine, by the way, we can easily cry now. So let us leave that subject. Christine, and you know, then Grace J will help her. Okay. Glory be to God. Yeah, last week we talked about laying up for ourselves treasures in where? In heaven. Okay? And we are going to continue on that theme. Amen? Okay? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6. Okay? Matthew chapter 6 from verse 19. Okay? Jesus said that, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. Okay? Verse 20 says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. All right? So we asked ourselves what laying up treasures for ourselves means. And we found the answer in Luke chapter 12, verse 33. In that verse, Jesus said that, sell what you have and give alms. Okay? Give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches, no moth destroys. Glory be to God. So from that we learn that laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven means giving. Okay? Being generous. Because Jesus said that when you give alms, when you help the poor, when you help whoever, okay, you are laying up for yourself a treasure in the heavens. Glory be to God. Okay? And one day, you're going to be united with your treasure. Hallelujah. Okay? Giving is an investment. Hallelujah. Giving is what? Is an investment. Okay? When you give, you are investing into your future. Okay? Not only into this earthly future, but also, but most importantly, for eternity. Glory be to God. Amen? If someone is not a giver, if someone doesn't love giving, okay, one of the things that they lack is a revelation that there is actually eternity. Okay? That what you give, okay, is an investment, okay, for the future, the eternal future that must come. Glory be to God. Okay? There's someone who said, I think it was Rick Joyner, who said that that actually many Christians do not believe in the resurrection. They just say it, what? We shall resurrect, what, on the last day? Okay? But so you say that when you observe how they live, okay, their lives demonstrate the fact that they don't actually believe in the resurrection. Okay? So you say that if they really believed, you see, there's something called believing in your head and believing in your heart. Okay? Not most, but many of us who Christians, we believe with things in our heads. That is called mental assent. Okay? Mental assent. Yes. Okay? But we don't believe in our hearts. Because a thing that you believe in your heart, okay, will be evidenced by how you live. Glory be to God. Okay? So someone who doesn't love giving, okay? Maybe they believe in eternity, but they don't know that actually, when you give, you're laying up for that eternity. Okay? But it could also be that they believe in eternity in their heads. Okay, but in their hearts, they are like, the knowledge in the head has never come down into their heart. You understand? It is just in the head. Glory be to God. But that shouldn't be with us. Glory be to God. So when you give, okay, Jesus said, you're laying up for yourself treasures in heaven. Glory be to God. You are investing. Hallelujah. Okay? And for those of you who haven't been in this church for long, okay, like Glory's friend. Okay? What's your name again? Shema. Shiba. Okay? Shiba is Glory's friend. Okay, Shiba has only two friends in this church. Okay, me and Glory. All right, she used to come. She was alone there, so I was like, you know, your new man, you know. Then yeah. So I asked her, who invited you? She's like, I think she once, and she was passing by, I think once, and she realized that there's a church here. So a year later. So she would sit alone there, walk out, no one says hello. Okay? So I was like, so you don't know anyone in this church? And that was like your third visit of being here? Okay? And I was like, you don't have anyone in this? She's like, no. Then I was like, okay, you're what? I'm your first friend. Then I called what? Glory. I was like, now, Glory, please. Okay? Yeah. But that also, that is also very bad, you people. That is what? Very bad. You've never seen someone in this church. And then you see them there. And you don't even say, go and do a hello. No. And yet you're in Buganda. Okay? Buganda, very hospitable, what? Maybe some of you, what? Are bringing bad, what? manners in Buganda. Eh? You're in Buganda, you know, you should what? Should behave like the Buganda, very hospitable. What? Okay? I had a friend, okay? He works in the CDC, at the CDC or in the CDC, at the CDC maybe, with Flora. Yeah, this guy, he's called Tony Mubiru. We were with him primary school, then I went to SMAC, for him, we went to Fumbleland. All right, then we reunited at university, medical school. So this guy, basically, you remember, he's called Anthony Mubiru. Okay, so he's a what? Zemgana. Now, I knew him from Bukoto when we used to stay there as kids. Okay? So I knew his dad. His dad didn't look anything near Emobiru. You understand? Didn't look anywhere near Emganda. Okay? I knew the siblings. Okay? All the girls watch, you know, I used to go to their home, to their shop, you know, I was a family, you know. But none of them looked anywhere near. I think the dad, I think, was called Mukasa or Samera. So I used to tease him, that man. Mubiru, but really, why don't you say the truth? So I used to, you know, I bugged him for years. Because he was what? My friend. Then one day, he said that, you know, Baganda are very hospitable people. But he didn't add anything to that. He just said that what? Baganda are very hospitable. And by the way, it is true. Okay? Some of the greatest people you're going to meet in this country are Baganda. Okay? And Glory saw the light. She saw the truth. Okay? Yeah. So she thanks God for 21st May. Hallelujah. Yeah. But what was I talking about? Yeah, people, be nice. Be what? Yeah, be nice. Glory be to God. Okay? One of the people that I know in this church who's nice to you or whatever is Christine. But I don't know how you missed what? Christine and who else? Judith? You said Judith? Really? I think she's new to, she's good to new ones. But anyway, whatever. Okay. The administrator is saying, yeah, but people, be what? Yeah, this is just basic Christianity. Now it is not even Baganda, what thing? So now, some Baganda, where they are hospitable. But when you annoy them, now they assure you. They assure you, okay? Let's go back to what? Yeah. So now we're talking about Christianity. We're not talking about Baganda now. We're talking about Christians. Okay? Mariam, don't just run out, what? After the service. Yet you saw what? Someone, glory be to God. Okay? Yeah. And every time I look at you, I remember something I'm supposed to say. Okay? Yeah. I'm supposed to assure you on the pulpit, my niece. Okay? Then keep time, man. Okay? Yeah. But, we thank God for the changes Elizabeth Mujimba is bringing into people's lives. The Mujimbas know what I'm talking about. Glory be to God. So you're in the same clique. Hallelujah. And by the many of you in this church are in the same clique. Unfortunately. We're talking about laying up treasures in heaven. You know, even that first song or prayer session that you miss. Do you understand? You have just missed something to send up there. And one day, by the way, you're going to regret. But most probably, you'll be in heaven. You'll be where? In heaven, but you'll wish Kale Senga, I used to arrive in church, what? Okay? Now, one of the evidences that you don't believe what I'm telling you, which is even true, is because next Sunday and next month, nothing is going to change. Because if it were to change, you'd have already changed like 5 years ago. Because we've been seeing this story, this thing of keeping time for church. Children, when you grow old, okay, you should be like who? Eh? No, no, no. No, don't be like me because I might disappoint you next Sunday. Should try and be like, anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Brother, I'm doing pastoral work. Okay? I'm not an evangelist. Why you get saved? Right? I assume you already saved all of you. Okay, now I'm just trying to do pastoral work to help you behave like a Christian. Okay? God keeps time. I hope you know that. You know that saying, he's never what? He's never early, he's never late. He's on time. Okay? So you should be like him. Children. Okay? Okay? Melissa. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah, by the way, not keeping time, eh? It's unchristian. But I don't think it will get you to hell. But it is very, very what? Unchristian. And one of the things it depicts, if you have an appointment with someone and you don't keep time, okay, it just depicts that you don't honor those people. Like you just see them as trash. By the way, it's true, eh? That's what it communicates. But the reason why it doesn't communicate that to some people who you treat like that is because they're also latecomers. So they actually don't see anything wrong with you, what? But that is essentially, if you want to know that it communicates that, okay? Those who are married, it's too late, okay? But those who are single, okay? Like for a man, just arrive late at church on your wedding day. You understand? Your wife will just know. Okay? In fact, even when you arrive, she will even think maybe they even forced you to arrive. But if you had that, you wouldn't have arrived. So she will just know no guy turned up. But that's what? Okay? And that's what it communicates. Hallelujah. But sometimes you don't see that because it is your habit. So you no longer see how bad it is. Okay? If I'm an employer doing interviews, and someone didn't keep time, someone really wants a job, and they were given a phone call on Monday that your interview is on Friday at 10:30. Then they arrive at 10:50. If you're a serious employer, you don't give a person like that a job. If they have done that when they are desperate for a job, how much more when they have signed the contract? You understand? How much worse is it going to be? Now you can do that to humans if you want, but don't do it to God. You understand? God has an appointment with you starting 10:30. And then for you are like, baso kakusaba for 10 minutes. So I can arrive at 10:40. The reason why you don't, it's because, again, you have just head knowledge of God, but not heart knowledge of God. Because you can't treat God like that. If you really knew that God is wonderful, he's the ultimate, you can't treat him like that. If you can't treat your employer that way, if you can't treat your bride on the wedding day that way, then how do you treat God like that? You understand, eh? God, it's called it's called what? Like if you arrive late for a date, they say, man, the guy who stood me up, it's called that, It's what? If he didn't come. To God, even late coming is as good as what? Because there was something to be done with you in the first 10 minutes. So you're not there for that. So you stood him up. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Once I had an appointment with her. Many years ago, but I had forgotten. She's one who reminded me like a month ago. And apparently, you know, what did I do? I walked away, is it? And then you arrived and I wasn't there. Then she called me, what, and I assured her. Hey. Because, you see, that's the best whatever to teach someone, especially you understand, eh? I walked away. Okay? I walked away. Hey. And I'm like, I want her to experience what? That what you're doing is stupid. Just because I'm a loving uncle, what? No, you do what? Yeah, hallelujah. Okay? I was told, there's a friend of mine who is now in Rwanda. He grew up here. He was born here, but he's Rwandese. So he's working in Rwanda. A few months ago, he visited me at home. Then he told me that in Rwanda, there's a minister who was notorious for keeping people late. He would tell people, what? The meeting would be, like, goes to, like, a village. Why? Anyway, then, man, people are there waiting for the minister. And the guy shows up late. And it was his, you know, that's how you operate. Okay? So apparently, Kagame got to know about it. All right? So one time, he called the guy. Fanapoy, he said, I want to see you, like, at 6 in the morning. Okay? So at 6... Maybe, 5:30, it was, Anyway, yeah, anyway, he arrives there, so by 6, or whichever time it was, he was there. Because, president, man, you have to be there on time. So, you see, now, that is double standards, Okay? That is double-mindedness. Okay? In medicine, it is called schizophrenia. You're just mad. For some things, you keep time. For others, you don't. You're mad, just. And so the guy was there, okay, on time. Okay? So the president began to do his work. Meetings with people, you know. He kept the guy seated there for hours. He saw all those who arrived before him, you know, Okay? Then at one point, as he went to call... another one, okay? He goes to him and he says, I hope you now see how it feels to keep people, what? Waiting. And he left him there, you know, Kagame, he did that to his minister. Because he has heard that the guy is not treating people well, keeping them waiting. They're the same guys who you want to be developmental, to go and work, to get money, to pay with taxes. But you're keeping them waiting idle. That time they should have used it working. Do you understand? Ngaweita minister. Eh? No, you're just a fake guy. You're not a minister. People are supposed to be working, but you keep them seated waiting. Then you come and you start to tell them about development, how they should work hard. But you've wasted their time, the time for working. Hallelujah. Amen? So lay up for yourselves, what? Treasures in heaven. Glory be to God. And that, basically, okay, it means giving. When you give, you're laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 says, command, Grace Elizabeth, is it command or command? All right. Command those who are rich. Okay? In this present age, known to be haughty. Haughty means known to be proud, all right? Okay? Not to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they may be rich in good works. Ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come. Okay? Which time to come? The time that is coming as far as eternal life is concerned. Okay? That's how the verse ends. Glory be to God. When you give, you're storing up for yourselves, okay, a good foundation for the time to come. Okay? Basically, you are securing, you know, you are, whatever it is, you're investing for the future. Glory be to God. For the eternal future. Amen? For the eternal what? Future. And by the way, when you know, the people you give to, when you get to heaven, all right? Okay, in case they went there before you, all right? They will welcome you. Bajja kuba bakozeji, they'll be waiting for you, man. All right? Or they'll be told that, man, he's coming. She's coming. Glory be to God. I've read of those stories or a story like that when people in heaven get informed. Maybe not always and maybe not all of them, but when a loved one of theirs is what? Is coming. Okay? This is a story I read from someone who went to heaven and experienced that. They are told that, you know, okay? I don't want to use you as an example. Okay? But people are informed that so-and-so is coming. Okay? So-and-so is coming. Okay? Then they, you know, they look forward to your arrival, man. Hallelujah. But then I think about those things in heaven. They give me gas to be what? Serious for God. Glory be to God. Okay? Luke chapter 16, verse 9. Luke chapter 16, verse 9 says that, "And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon." Okay? Meaning money. "That when you fail," or there's a version, I think the right translation, we should have been that when they fail, when the money fails, okay? "They may receive you into an everlasting home." Okay? That is, okay, JV. Now, in Amplified, it says, okay? And I like, it says that, "And I tell you," now, this is Jesus speaking. Okay, this is who? He tells us that, "Make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous mammon," okay? Money. "So that when the money fails," okay, "those you favored may receive and welcome you into the everlasting habitations." Glory be to God. Okay? Use money, for example, for the work of the Lord to get people saved. And those who are saved, okay, to help them to remain saved. Okay? Maybe not to play in this work of salvation. Okay? And those who are saved, okay? Be generous to them. If there's need, okay? If there's need and, you know, they have a need, or even when they don't have a need, okay? But then you just feel like blessing them, okay? With money, okay? You do that, okay? In case those balokole get to heaven before you, all right? When they are in their mansions, one day they will receive a phone call. From Heaventel, okay? Airtel, Heaventel. That man, the other chap, is coming. Okay, get ready. But there are mansions in heaven. I hope you know that. Elizabeth, so, you remember? She went to heaven, which year? 20. And in a dream, she had an experience, okay? She went to heaven, and then, yeah, you are, yeah, sure, any, eh? You come here, okay? And keep time. Yeah, please narrate what you remember.
The dream was in 2014 or 15, I'm not really sure, but I was taken up to heaven and I was shown the mansions and the houses there. That's the part I remember the most from the dream, is when I saw the mansions in heaven.
That's yeah, and then you asked to see your mansion.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. She asked to see her what? Mansion. So this is 2014?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Then, to an angel?
Yeah,
told her that you're very young. Yeah? There's nothing, you know, there for yet. So then the angel say, go back for 20 years it was. Okay? And then when you come back after 20 years and do good, isn't it? Eh? Yes, go back, do good. Then after 20 years, you come back and it will be ready. Then in the dream, there was fast forward. And so she comes back. Okay, then there was fast forward. 20 years elapsed. Yeah, isn't it? She went back and the mansion was ready. Hallelujah. Okay, but it was ready because she had been doing good in those 20 years. Glory be to God. So children who want to hear that story better, please talk to after what? The service. Sunshine, you want to hear what? Yeah. I don't know if Christian is interested. You know, boys, that age, you have to handle them. Bulungi, eh? Hallelujah. You have to get some soccer things in there. Okay? Yeah. Carl, if you're interested in that story, heaven, someone went to heaven and saw mansions. Okay? Better mansions than the ones in Boate. Because these are the heavenly. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, the people you help, the people you give to, okay? The Bible says that they will receive you when you get to heaven. And they will be like, thank you. Sometimes wabera bila. Hmm? And they will be like, don't you remember? Hmm? Glory be to God. Amen? Then I guess God will give them the opportunity to lead you to what? Your mansion. Okay? And I pray it will be in one of the best neighborhoods. Because you might have a mansion, but when what? There's also that fact that there are neighborhoods, different neighborhoods in heaven. I hope you've read those stories. Well, you're not like me, who loves those things. Girls should like those things, you know. Hey, and men, you should style up. Hmm? They are my neighborhoods, man. Hmm? There's some people, I don't know what's their problem, but they don't like good neighborhoods. I just don't understand them. One of them is Esther. When Rachel gave birth, okay, I went to Ruzira, the hospital she gave birth at, to what? Check on her, okay? And Esther wanted a lift, so we drove together with her. So we're at the hospital, you know, up, you know, Rachel's room at the balcony, and man, the place, you know, looked wonderful. You saw it, you know? She's nodding, Judith, okay? My place, so I asked her, man, you know, we should believe God for this. Didn't she what? She said no. You said no, isn't it? You see? Okay. That's a good way that she didn't want town. Yeah, but you can want anyway. Yeah. But I don't understand. My place look nice. Eh? I was like, you know, glory be to God. So these things exist in heaven, neighborhoods, but they are all wonderful, but different glories. You know the phrase from glory to glory? There can be glory level one. No only more glory. This is glory level two. This is glory level 100. And which glory you operate in, okay, it is you who determines it, and you determine it now, not when you depart. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So therefore, as Galatians 6, 9 and 10 says, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we don't lose heart. The due season for some things might be while on earth. For some things, you might never see a reward. You might never see a harvest. Okay? Until you cross Katonga, rather the other bridge. Okay? And my belief is that even the things for which you're rewarded on earth, okay, there is a greater reward in heaven. So I don't believe that, man, when God rewards you now, you're sorted. No, I don't think so. Okay? You also get a heavenly what? A reward. Okay? Now I believe I've accumulated some rewards in the last whatever I've been here. What? The pulpit. Okay? Teaching you to keep time. Heaven's like, and heaven could have been even like, don't leave that subject. don't leave. You know, Glory be to God. Okay? So, do not get weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith, especially to your fellow Christians. Kwezi, are you listening to me? You had better listen, because the angel might tell me to ask you what I've said. Okay? All right? I heard that women do that to their fiancés, husbands. They're telling you something, tell you. Then you just say yes. And they're like, oh, no, guy, they ask you, tell me what I've said. Okay? Is that true? It's true. Okay, they ask you, what have I said? So, quiz. But I won't ask you, okay? So be at ease. Enjoy the service, Bob, all right? I'm not going to ask you, for real. Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay? But they are making very serious points. Keep time. What was the first one? That was the first one. Yeah, hospitable. Please. See someone new and you just nobody talk with you. Then no way to local. In a small church like this, really? No. Okay? I think even Esther, I think, is also good at that. Rachel, is that so? Eh? No? You're not agreeing well. Yeah, but I think Esther, I'm a pastor. I hope you know that. So I watch you. What do you think I'm not watching? You understand? I can be here like on my own thing, but I'm what? So you might be shocked that I know things about you that you don't think that I know. Huh? But just, Mr. Kalibala is scared. Mr. Kalibala is a nice man. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Now, like I've said before, or like I said last week, these treasures are not just money, okay? They shouldn't be only money or material things, okay? Anything that you do for the Lord, okay, is also a treasure that you're laying up for yourself in heaven. Glory be to God. Those first 10 minutes of prayer that we do, and you dodge them, you've just missed sending up a treasure in heaven. One of the greatest time keepers in this church is Lydia. There are times she doesn't whatever at on the dot, eh? But even when she comes, you can see Bambi, she was trying. But some people, even as they walk in at 10:50, they don't walk in like they are late. They even first stop there, then make a phone call, then, you know, 10:50. Hallelujah. Okay? That one is a Mugole, she's going. So you see, she has to keep time somewhere. Because she can't dare mess up her wedding. So they're doing preps, I guess, you know? Whatever. You know, someone can even leave, but she should leave, eh? It's not bad, eh? Okay? But you see, she can't dare mess up her wedding to arrive late with somewhere. Okay? And I hope that's how what? We should also operate in the what? The things of God. Hallelujah. Okay? So, treasures, of course, the verse we read in Matthew 6, the context is clear. It is money, it is material things. Okay? But you should also know that it is not the treasures that you send up in heaven are not only because of giving money or material stuff. Glory be to God. But Judith, I think is good. Maybe it's true. Because I was told once that she blessed my niece some time ago. I don't know who told me, either my wife or my niece. So I think she's what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I'm a pastor, please don't forget. Eh? So now I'm doing pastoral work. Glory be to God. Amen? And I don't know if Elizabeth has been experiencing a pastoral touch. Hallelujah. Amen? So, the treasures that you set up in heaven, okay, are not only because of giving money or material, but any other thing that you do for the Lord. For example, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Okay? Those who what? Diligently seek him. Okay? People who love the Lord, they want to be in his presence. They spend time in prayer. They spend time worshiping him. Okay? That is seeking God. They fast so that they can commune with God better. Okay? The Bible says God rewards that. But they haven't given money. They're just seekers of God. They are God lovers. Okay? There used to be a book back in the day, okay, before Andrew was born, or shortly after. Shortly after he was born. There's a preacher, I don't know if he's still alive, called Tommy Tini, okay? Wrote a book, The God Chasers. Okay? Remember? God Chasers, man. Those were, yeah, man, Tommy Tini on TBN, eh? you don't want to miss him. Like if he's on Praise the Lord, you know? People don't know what Praise the Lord is. Yeah, but those were great, what? Programs. Tommy Tini. The girl will talk about God and just say, now, you even like, you can't even feel like, you say, can be very, let me leave this stuff. Because Tommy Tini will talk about God and you just realize for you, you're up to nothing. Okay? And so God chases, God lovers, God seekers. The Bible says, God rewards them. Okay? If he rewards them while they're on earth, he definitely must also be rewarding them with eternal stuff. Glory be to God. So when you seek God, when you spend time to commune with God, you're laying up for yourself a treasure in heaven. Okay? God is accumulating, you're accumulating rewards in heaven. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. The way to be motivated with this thing is by being more heavenly minded than just all your plans, they're about here, all your future is about here. Your future now, you're thinking about pension, man, like how many years, what, then I retire, then they get me off the job, then pension. You understand? There's nothing beyond pension. You know, it should be heaven. It should be the life hereafter. Glory be to God. And people don't want to, I don't know whether they fear to, you know. There's that thing, there's some people, they don't want to write wills. Because apparently, when you write a will, it means you're going tomorrow. I don't know what's wrong. I tell my mother that what? Should write a will because, man, when you depart, you might bring what? Trouble. Then she just say, but I suspect she has what? With something. The way she responds. Okay? But anyway, in our culture, and basically Uganda culture, you, in fact, telling your parent to write a will, it's like you're telling them that, man, number one, you want them to die. Number two, you want their stuff. Okay? But now, I tell my mom that, man, I hope you've written, you know, something. Because you might get us. And you should tell your parents. Okay? Geraldine's dad, I think, she told me that he wrote some time ago. Yes. And told them that, you know, the stuff is with some lawyer. Years ago. But I don't know if you, and you can edit it. Children, do you know what a will is? A will, anyway, your parents will explain, will tell you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, so, yeah, you should have a heavenly perspective of things. A heavenly perspective of life. Even if you're not going to die, okay? Yes, still, Jesus is going to come back and rapture you and take you to heaven. So it didn't have to be about what? Death, you know? Being heavenly, what? Minded. Okay? Now, when you think, when you really believe in your heart that there is a life after here, okay, you will then be inspired to lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Okay, because you're like, hey, nina jengenda. And man, I can get there, there's no house. I read a book, by the way. I read a story one time on the net. When some guys go to heaven and they didn't have houses. But they're in heaven. Okay? So there was a big room, like a dormitory of sorts. Okay? The writer who called it a chicken what?
Chicken coop.
Yes, like a chicken house. Okay? And say that that's where they were staying. But you remember now, Kayola, all of them. Okay? And the guy said that there were many preachers in there. They didn't have mansions. Okay? So I read that thing years ago, and I believed it. Then as I continued to read, there's something which got me. I was like, this whole story can't be true. Because of a certain false doctrine I had that time. Okay? At that time, I was in this nonsense that once you're saved, you got saved in senior three, whatever you do, you're going to heaven. Okay? So when the guy shared that, okay, he went to heaven, then later he went to earth. Then he saw Christians in hell. I closed the chapter. But I was like, but I love the other story of what? The mansions and the chicken what? Houses. So every time I would narrate that story, I would narrate only the what? The heavenly bit. If you are here, but Christians, but I wouldn't what? Even when I would want to share it with someone, like the link to that story, I would be hesitant. Because I'm like, now they're going to read the other thing of hell, which is not scripture. Yet it was scripture. You understand? Yeah. Anyway, I was telling you, people didn't have houses. They were all staying maybe in my opinion, like a camp, a refugee. You know, you're all there in some tent, a chicken house. Okay? Because they hadn't laid up treasures for themselves in heaven. But they got into heaven, thank God. Okay? But then other people had mansions, man. Rosita, okay. Mansions. These guys, preachers, who had big names, man. They were known all over town. I read of another one. Okay? This preacher goes to heaven. Then I think his house is like one room, like an apartment. Okay? And then, man, told the angel that, man, I don't deserve this. He was a big guy, On earth, everyone knew me. In town, what? I had a congregation of how many? Then the angel told him, okay, there was like a computer in his house, his Kawan room in the house. There was a computer. Okay, and the angel said that now, that computer, okay, there is a database of all your church members. All right? Okay? This reward is according to how you matured them. Okay? And so you didn't mature, you're just playing, like I told you last Sunday, you're just playing with them. Okay? Hence, they didn't grow up. So that is your reward, that's why you're here. Okay? Then he says, and if you want to confirm, the database is there. You can check any time you want. Because it is in your house, you have access to it. You can check for whoever, and they'll show you how they grew in the Lord. And the angel was like, you are responsible. And because you didn't do your responsibility, hence the car, one room in the house. Glory be to God. Pastor Mark, you remember last Sunday? So we need to be serious. These things are what? Serious people. So when I'm on your case, when you get angry at me, yeah, but go. But also be, what? Thinking, you feel for me. That man, the guy wants a mansion, and you understand? Yeah. You feel for me also. Glory be to God. But when you start to give me those eyes of, cheeks, those eyes of intimidation to turn down, like I won't talk to you again, if you are. You're not helping me, man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 says that if then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Seek those things which are above. Okay? Don't just be earthly, what? Yes, be earthly. Mind it. There's some things God wants you to have on earth. There's some things he wants you to mind while you're on earth. But don't just be that. Also be heavenly minded. Seek those things which are where? Above. Verse 2. Set your mind on things above, not just on things which are below. Glory be to God. Set your mind on your investments in heaven. Glory be to God. Invest more in heaven than on earth. Glory be to God. Now that doesn't mean that you shouldn't build a house of 50 m if you haven't sent 50 m in heaven. Or if you haven't given someone 50 million shillings. I don't mean that. But I'm emphasizing that. Set your mind on things above. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have examples like of Abraham and Moses. Okay? Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 8. It says that by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. What this is saying that Abraham got to the promised land, the earthly one. Yeah? He got there. Okay? But he somehow had the sense to know that this is not all of it. You understand? He had the sense to know that there's something more, the real one, the heavenly one. Okay? So while he was in the promised land, he was operating as a stranger. He knew, yes, this is the promised land, yes, but there is something more to it. And he's like, I'm not settling for this. He knew that there's a heavenly city. Glory be to God. So Abraham was very heavenly minded. Glory be to God. He was waiting for a city whose builder and maker is God. But he got to the earthly one. He went, but he stayed there knowing that there's something more. There's something more real than this one. Glory be to God. Okay? 24, verse 24, Hebrews 11. It says that by faith Moses, when he became of age, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in heaven. Why? Because he looked to the reward. He was able to lose all that he could have been in Egypt. Okay, why? There was something invisible that was motivating him. Okay? A heavenly reward, a godly reward, something which is eternal. Glory be to God. So you see, if you don't have that heavenly perspective to things, you just settle for the earthly things. You'll even get yourself in sin because you don't really believe that there's a life after here and you're going to give account how you lived. Glory be to God. Okay? We continue with Moses, verse 27. It says that, by faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Okay? He endured. Okay? He endured the suffering of this. Why? Because of something invisible. Something he couldn't see, but he knows it is there. And in this sense, of course, it is God. Glory be to God. So he was motivated by what is not seen. Okay? And the lesson from that is that we should be motivated by what we don't see now. Okay? Grace Joy, so has rather, Elizabeth. saw her stuff, maybe for her, but still even to her, it is still invisible. Okay? And by the way, the angel didn't tell her. In fact, I'm telling her. The angel didn't tell you that whatever you do after 20 years, the mansion will be there. No. He didn't say that. He told him, go and do good things. Hallelujah. Go and do good things. Because children, the good things that you do, every good thing that you do, you're sending up building material to heaven. Okay? You know cement? You know how they build a house. Okay? They use cement, sand, bricks, water. Okay? Steel bars. Yeah. Some houses it is bamboo. Wood. Okay? All those are building what? So children, whatever you do, whatever good thing you do with a good heart, okay, you're sending up cement, you're sending up sand, you're sending up bricks, you're sending up steel bars, you're sending up even tiles. Did you listen to that, whatever? Someone on Sunday? Grace Joy? You didn't listen to that one. I should tell you as I close. Okay, so there's this lady called Donna Rigney. Okay, who watched that video? We sent it on Sunday. Okay, yes, you should watch it. Okay, she goes to heaven. One time she had a trip to heaven. Okay, and then the angel was building her mansion and was laying with tiles, roofing with tiles. Okay, then the angel shouted at her and said, send me more tiles, because her house wasn't going to get what? Complete without them. And she knew that the angel was telling her to go back to earth and what? Send more stuff. And she knew it had to do with interceding, I think, for Israel and stuff. Okay, then later, she goes back to heaven, all right, and the house had been completed. Okay, roofing tiles. Okay, Esther. If you don't send roofing tiles, man, rain might what? Or you don't mind heavenly rain. Okay? By the way, we're laughing about the thing, but these things are very serious. Okay? And if you precede me to heaven, okay, you're going to be those who the angels will call. Same man is coming. The other guy who helped you to be living like this is coming. Hallelujah. He's coming. Glory be to God. All right? Pastor Moses. I think, Sarada, I think that's how he called me when he was here. Pastor Moses. He's coming. And that could be actually the opportunity for you, okay, to visit a certain neighborhood which you didn't have access to. Yeah? And they tell you, escort him there for only now. Escort him and show him is what? Because you didn't have access to it. Glory be to God. Then you'll be there thanking that man, Pastor, thank you. I was among those who used to give you those eyes, what? As in, be nice, be a pastor. Men of God don't behave like that. Men of God don't chase people from church. But I didn't chase a member. I sent someone who was doing work for us, you understand? And they're not doing a good work, and I sacked them. So I didn't chase what, a church member. No, I didn't. Hey, you understand? Hey. Okay, glory. Ma, we should look forward to this time, man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then Grace Joy, okay? Yeah. And so when she was sending up more tiles, okay? At a certain point, okay? If I remember the story right, okay? A lot of stuff was going up. Then the angel asked God, that you see, the rate at which the building material is coming, like it is a very whatever rate, eh? First, you know, can some of those things be channeled back to earth, okay, for rewards on earth, so that she can enjoy them on earth? And God says yes. Okay, why are you understand? Oh, so you didn't listen to this powerful what with someone, and your mom didn't say whatever you the link. You sent her, okay. She didn't have data. I'm going to give you data. It's just 50 MBs, I think. That's like 500 shillings. 50 MBs. It's a short video. 500 shillings. Okay. So anyway, the angel was like, what? The stuff is coming. I can't make use of it at, you know, at that rate. Can some of it be channeled back to earth so that she can enjoy them on earth? Okay. That's how you can be blessed and you just don't know what. What's happening? God, I already have this. Now you're giving more. What am I going to use it for? But it's because, man, you're sending too much stuff to heaven. And the angels are like, man, let us what? Eh. Then people say, but I mean, you're just being wasteful. But it's not your fault, man. Eh? Christine Mujima, being wasteful. And there are high schools here in Uganda. A-level, there are A-level schools, very good schools. Then you get money worth a house and pay for a kid. You're just that's being wasteful. But that is man's opinion. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Have a house in Loboa, then in wasteful. Like, a man of God shouldn't even do that. Just get the... Just sell one and feed the poor. You know. Glory be to God. Okay? Then, as I end, for Grace Joy's sake and Elana's sake and those of you who dodged service last Sunday. Okay? Okay? There's an area in heaven which is only for people who seek the glory of God. They're the only ones who have access to it. But you're all in heaven. But there's a place you don't enter. There's a place in heaven which is only for glory seekers. Seekers of God. Lovers of God. God chasers. Alright? So she goes to this place and then she finds their children. Okay? Children. And they're playing on swings and, you know, kids. Eh? Kids games. Okay? But the angel told her that this place is only for what? Glory seekers. People who want to spend time with God. They want to experience Him. Okay? And the angel was like, yeah, these kids are here. Okay? Not because of what they did, but because of their parents on earth. He said that their parents on earth are God seekers, are seekers of the glory of God. All right, and so these are their kids, maybe who died early. Okay, so they are enjoying the inheritance of their parents, just like on earth. Okay, children enjoy the inheritance of their what? Parents. So the angels say that even in heaven, in fact, the angels said this is the justice of God. The justice of God. These kids went early to heaven. Before they did anything here, okay? But they have to enjoy, now in heaven, they have to enjoy what their parents sent up in heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So other kids are not there. They can't be permitted there. It is some, okay, for lack of a better word, special kids. Hallelujah. There's something called special kids. Okay? In medicine, there's something called, you know, when a mother has lost kids, many kids, maybe miscarriages, you know, when she conceives again, those children are called, they're called what? Flora. Precious, yes. That's a word, floral. What's the word? Precious kids. So the moment the mother conceives, hey, doctors like antenatal care, they pay special attention to the mother and to the child, endeavoring that this one comes out well. Special kids. Glory be to God. So in heaven, there are some special kids. They're the only ones who have access to that place, it's only for glory seekers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Okay? Set your mind on things which are above. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let us do that. Let us not be carnal when we're just worldly minded, just thinking about only here, you know, which plot to buy. That is all good. But as you think about the plot to buy here, think about also the plot in heaven. Glory be to God. When God gives you money, don't use all of it on you. Children, when your parents give you stuff, maybe your parents don't want to hear this. Okay? But when you reach at school and your friend doesn't have Bambi, give them some. If your mother gets angry at you because you ate little and now you're growing thin, because you just go to school and you give away your cassava. Yeah? You just say, Mommy, I'm laying up for myself treasures in heaven. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.